What up, what up, and welcome, and thank you for tuning in to the Truth of Darion Show. I'm your host, Dawn Darion, and helping me get through my show is the lovely Lauren the G. Lauren, how's it going?
Oh my gosh, I'm doing really great.
Thanks. I'm using my deep voice today, so.
Thanks for asking. Girls love deep voices, so.
There you go.
Well, you can do something about that face.
Oh wow. Okay. Today is Sunday, April 29th, 2018. We have another amazing show for you today. 30 minutes of nonstop chatter, broadcasting here in Dallas, Texas, of course. And we talk entertainment.
Yes.
We talk millennial life.
Yeah.
And we talk shit.
Ooh.
Okay. Also, y'all, we post new episodes every Sunday-ish, Monday-ish.
Maybe whenever you want-ish.
Tish, yes.
But like by Tuesday at the latest, right. Promise.
And you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and blogtalkradio.com/truthofdarion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think I said enough, okay?
Everything.
how's your week? How's it been going? You know, we had the NFL draft here in Dallas, Texas.
Yes, we did.
And we did not go.
Nope, didn't go. Sorry.
We did not.
It was good.
Why didn't you go?
Because.
Traffic.
I mean, I had to work in the morning. Like, I have a life. I don't have time.
I feel bad because, like, it's not always here, so.
I guess it's in different places. Apparently, it was supposed to be really great. Yeah.
My friend went, and she had a really good time. She actually got some standby tickets into the draft, so. And I could have got them. I was off. I could just. I don't want to.
You could have got recruited by the next NFL star and got pregnant by him and everything.
Okay, yeah, I guess.
Trap him. Something like, don't do that. That's not good. I don't want to be around them thirsty little heifers down there. I'm fine.
No, but I invited Lauren out to go see the movies, but she told me she didn't like the crowds, so.
No, because when a movie first comes out, especially Avengers, no.
I know,
there's a bunch of kids, and when you go see a movie, there's people talking around you. I like to get into movies that I go see,
well,
okay?
Well, I have yet to see the
underage,
movie yet.
Little brats around me.
I have yet to see the movie yet, just because it's Lauren's fault, because I wanted to go see it Friday night.
It was
night,
probably sold out anyways.
But, you know, she was out doing other stuff.
Oh, yeah, I was out on a date, because I date. You know, not very often, but I do date, so, you know.
You was on a date? Who was you on a date with?
Don't worry about who I was on a date with. Just know I had fun.
Okay, so when you first met him, did you think about marriage? Did you think he was husband material? You know, we're at that age where you have to.
We're not at that age anymore.
Oh, we're not?
I mean, we are at that age, but recent events and life experiences have taught me that marriage is just.
Dating is like the weirdest.
I just don't.
Thing.
I'm just not even trying to.
Okay, so do you mind? How'd you meet him?
I met at a bar.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna say like, oh, we met on an app.
No, we did not meet on an app. I feel like people who do that online are either just looking for sex or they're weird. So
was he at the bar? You just was looking, and y'all was looking at each other.
We were having eye sex across the bar from each other, and then I left with my friend, and we were talking in the car, and he walked outside, and I said, "Hey."
He threw a brick through your window with a note on it and said, "Hey, call me, babe."
No, he's not a fucking killer.
Well,
so.
That would have been a great story. Anyway, let's get it. We gotta get the show started, okay? Let's jump into our gossip. Hot topics. It's with Lauren the G. It's Lauren Explains It All. And so go ahead, Lauren, take it away.
Well, yes, let's talk about it. So even though we did not go see the Avengers this weekend, everybody else did, just like I thought, and they made $630 million worldwide. And it is Sunday, so
already?
The weekend's not even over yet.
That's crazy. Wait, $630 million. I'm confused.
Yeah.
What did Black Panther made?
You know, let's not talk about that because that was too long ago, so I don't remember the math right now. But it made less than that.
We know we in the billions.
We know
now.
We made it less than okay, that. So it's up.
Well,
you
we
know.
Say we anyway. We say we like it's our movie.
It made $250 million domestically and $630 million worldwide. So I mean, that's just 2 days. It's gonna like I said. It was going to beat Black Panther's
There's
record.
No spoiler alert because we haven't seen it, but
superheroes die in it. I know that.
No, my friend did come to me and she said, I watched the movie and I still can't get my mind around it. I mean, you just got to go see it. You got to go. That's all I heard from it. So
honestly, I haven't seen. I've only seen like two of the Thor movies and I saw one of the Captain Americas. I feel like I don't even know if I should see it because I don't even know why they're having a war. I didn't read the comics. And I mean, it looks like an amazing movie. I just feel like I'm not really going to know what's going on and why we're fighting in the first place, because this is like the combination of like 12 movies or something. So I'm like, I feel like I've missed so much. Do I really know what's going on? Maybe I need to see the first one. To be honest,
I just like the, I just like the action.
So, it's great. It's amazing. I love it.
Anyway.
Yeah. So moving on to, well, since we're talking about millions of dollars, let's talk about Cardi B. Okay. Her manager is suing her for $10
million. 10 mil?
Yes. 10 million. He says that he, well, she fired him in January, if you don't know. And he says that she had an obligation to keep him on because he invested so much money into her, and her dropping him was just because of Offset, because, you know, that Offset was just trying to control Cardi. So Cardi B fired back and was like, no, you deserve to be you deserve to be fired, because he was, one, his manager fee was 20%.
Which 20% is, for a manager fee?
Exactly. And I, I'm not really in the business, so I don't really know
I did study music business.
Darian has a bachelor's in music business. I do. Good for you. So how much is normal?
People are probably like, that's a major? Yeah, I know. It is a major.
Not at every college, but at some of them.
But some of them, yes, and I have a degree in it. Anyway, so they told me, you know, it's like 8 to 10% for a manager fee.
Yeah, well, he was charging her 20, and also, apparently, he was, like, cooking the books and, like, okay, let's say, like, a place would charge her for, like, would pay her $100,000. So he would tell her that they were paying her $50,000, and he would just keep the rest for himself.
Oh, wow. So, that's sneaky.
And sneaky. He says, no, I never stole any money. And he's like, well, yeah, the manager fee is high, but it should be because I invested a lot of my money into her. And I'm like, she got her butt shots in a basement in New York. How much money could you have really spent on her?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I don't know. She's famous, so.
Well, yeah, that's true. More famous people. Some not so great news. Bill Cosby was found guilty.
Oh, I heard about that. Yeah. Bill Cosby. Yes.
Guilty all three counts of aggravated sexual assault.
And you know what? You know what I found out? It's so crazy because people were like, "A stand on the jail, Bill Cosby, he deserves it. He's guilty. That's wrong. That's wrong. That's wrong." And then all of a sudden, I'm like, no. No, not Bill Cosby.
I feel like they're pulling the Cosby show. He's lost all of his degrees. I mean, he's already lost a bunch of stuff prior to this anyways. But now, I mean, everything that he's had is just now. It's like gone. And I'm like, he's 80. All three counts altogether. It's 10 years per count. It'd be 30 years. I mean, he'd die in jail.
Wendy Williams said he shouldn't go to jail.
I don't think he... I mean, I don't know.
Even though
he tried
to ruin her career.
I don't know. I mean, he paid off some of these women.
I don't think he's old.
He's old. He's going blind. He's not all the way blind, I don't think, but I'm sure he's going blind. And
he's lost
everything.
My thing is he's public shame. He has the public shame. He can't really do much anymore anyway. You know, just let this man... I mean, I feel bad for
saying... I'm not saying that, like, let him sit in his mansion in peace, but, like, Wendy Williams said to, like, put him in some small, teeny little apartment, take away all of his money, and put him in some uncomfortable bed, and, you know, let him live in some little place. But I just think jail's a little harsh. I mean, he's really old.
Poor Bill Cosby. Yeah. Anyway.
Nope, I wish his family the best. Good luck. Smith, we're going to keep it in court. We're going to talk about Seattle, Washington, right? That's in
Washington, Seattle. Oh, no, yeah, the state is Washington. I'm sorry. Yes. State is Washington.
Because Seattle is going to vacate all their marijuana convictions.
What does that mean?
It means that they're going to, like, drop them, like, dismiss them, so that everyone that's got marijuana convictions or maybe in jail for marijuana.
So if you've been in jail for marijuana for 30 years, you get released today.
Well, maybe not just today, but, I mean, eventually, yeah, because they're selling it. I mean, if you can sell it in stores, you can't be in jail.
That's pretty cool for Seattle. You know, I would expect California to start that first. You know what I mean? To do that first. But, hey, Seattle, lead the way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm here for that. I'm here for that. Yeah. Because I feel like if the state's going to be profiting off of it, the least they could do is let the people who are rotting in jail of it, or who are have their records tarnished, like me. Well, my record's not tarnished. I had the First Offenders Program, so it got dismissed. But for those people out there who already had their first offense and can't get it off their records, it stops you from doing a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's good. I'm happy for people from Seattle. Thank you. And we're going to keep it on good conviction news. Well, not conviction news, but Meek Mill, he's out of jail.
There you go.
He's been released. He got released on Tuesday.
Congrats to you.
And, I mean, he's not, you know, free or anything. He still has to go back to court in June because the crazy judge won't, like, dismiss the case, even though all these other people got their convictions, you know, tossed because the cop is dirty and lies and stuff. It's interesting.
One of my friends on Facebook had posted saying... What? More people celebrate people being released from jail than graduating college. I thought that was just interesting, just to think about.
I don't know anyone.
I mean, everybody was like really happy to, you know, free me. Hey, he's out of jail, he's out of jail. But where was the crowd when I graduated and I rocked across the stage? You know what I'm saying? I didn't get that.
Did you invite anybody to your graduation?
My family.
Exactly. So they were there.
I guess I had to have a hit record or something to be a rapper. But
to what? To be famous? Yeah. A bunch of people that you don't know cheering for you, you have to be famous. So I think that's what you're talking about.
I just thought it was interesting.
No, I mean, like, okay, like recently in the news, they just had like two kids, black children, that had gotten accepted into like 18 different schools. Like one had gotten accepted to Harvard and Princeton. It was on the national news. Mm-hmm. Like that's celebrated. That's not something about jail. It's about two black kids getting
older. Look, I just wanted to be bitter because I have a degree that I'm not using, okay?
Debbie the Downer.
Okay. Mm. Anybody can have my job that I have right now, but it's okay.
Not necessarily. You don't know.
Maybe, you know, they do say, okay, I will say this. They do say that, I mean, of course, I don't get looked over if I do have a college degree. So, yeah. I mean, I guess that's something to be happy about.
You definitely have that. I mean, I don't have a college degree. Citibank did not approve my loans for my senior year. So that, you know, drop it real quick there. So from someone who doesn't have one, it's definitely like important. Because when you apply to jobs, even though I have 3 years at a university, I technically have to say that all I have is a high school diploma. So, wow. Yeah. Exactly. It's tough. Okay. Life is hard out here.
Okay. So I'm one of those people who also like have financial issues, but I pushed my way through and be like, no, this is my last year. I'm definitely going to, I'm graduating. Okay. I worked too hard for this. But I still owe the school money. They let me take classes, but I owe the school money. So I don't have my diploma. It's still in jail. I got an email after my graduation day saying, hey, your diploma is here sitting on the printer.
Give me my money, bitch.
Waiting for that check.
It
ain't coming right
He's
now.
He's still official.
It ain't coming.
It's not here, but it'll be right on time when you need it, just right. Like the Lord. It's all right. We here.
I wonder how many people are in my situation, though.
Probably a lot. Don't worry about it. We're all out here.
It's okay because you know what? I probably would have lost it already. So it's probably,
it's okay.
So it's probably
exactly.
A good thing that I don't have it yet.
Okay, y'all, here's some amazing news.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know if this is amazing, but if you have Sprint or T-Mobile...
I don't.
Thanks for you. Sorry. I have Sprint. Sprint and T-Mobile are becoming one company now.
Wait, what? They're merging?
They are completely... No, in 2014, they were talking about it, but nothing ever got hammered out.
It is official.
It just came out like 2 days ago.
You know what?
They are merging to be one company. Now there's only going to be three companies in the U.S. It'll be Verizon, AT&T, and T-Sprint.
T-Print. I think they're still going by T-Mobile.
T-Print.
They're going by T-Mobile.
Okay, they're going by T-Mobile, but T-Print is good. Like, T-print. I like that.
Hey, hit me in my T-Print. I don't know.
My Sprint Mobile. I don't know.
People don't say it anyway.
My S-Mobile. My S-Mobile.
But you know what? I'm really proud of T-Mobile. I feel like they just come.
Oh my gosh.
They're on the come up. Remember, they fell off after the sidekick.
I remember sidekicks were the thing. I mean,
sidekicks
everybody.
I didn't have sidekick because I didn't have it. I was on that Nextel movement.
I was on that prepaid Virgin Mobile movement that you had to pay for your minutes and everything because my dad was like,
I was chirping.
Darion and my friend Susanna got me my first real phone. My dad was like, oh, you want a phone? He gave me one of those like cement brick phones, and they got me my first real phone for my 16th birthday.
We had to be Lauren's parents.
They didn't love me. It's fine. But anyways, back now that we're done talking about my terrible childhood, that is it for Lauren Explains It All.
Thank you so much. All right, perfect. So I hope we explained it all for you.
I think we did.
We're going to move on to Darion's Dilemma. So basically, this is when you guys help me out. I'm going to give you a little bit of dilemma. You help me. I know it's supposed to be the other way around, but I need help. Okay.
Well, what's going on? I mean, what's happening?
Okay, so I had this friend, and we were talking about how she's like unable to pay her rent this month.
Ooh.
And I was trying to give her tips about paying your rent late. Because
what do you mean paying your rent late?
Well, I'm a pro at paying your rent late. You know?
I don't understand. I'm really confused.
So she assumed that I was calling her boring because she doesn't like to make sure all her bills are paid before she has fun. On the other hand, I would rather have money in my pocket. You know what I'm saying? Like, before I pay all my bills, like, I need some money. That's what I think.
So, you just...
Okay, look, I don't purposely not pay my bills, but at the same time, like...
It sounds like you don't...
She would rather pay every single inch of her bills, like, mm-hmm. and maybe she'll have $20 left to spend, and she can't go out and do nothing. You know?
Okay.
Or rather me, like, okay, rent is due, I messed up. Maybe I didn't work as much or whatever. Mm-hmm. I'm not paying all of rent. Well, I might pay. I might pay half of rent and then give rent 2 weeks later and be like, look, I tried. You know,
really?
I'm not going to be poor. I refuse to eat ramen noodles. Okay, I work too hard. I do. I work too hard. Huh?
You don't even cook. Okay, he does cook sometimes. A little bit.
And when my electricity bill don't go up,
it goes up way too much.
You know what I'm saying? But I just don't, like, that's my motto. Like, I like to have money in my pocket. I'm not going to just sit here and pay all my bills and sit here and do what? Enjoy the lights that are on? Like, the lights can be cut off for a little bit because I'm going to be out there.
Let's not have the lights off.
I'm going to be out in the...
I don't know if that's the best thing to promote to someone to not pay their... Okay.
Like, if you want to, like, if you're saying... I'm so sad. I don't go out. I don't have any money. Like, you have money. You're spending it on bills. You know what I mean? Also, we also have this feature called,
overdraft protection.
Overdraft protection. Thank you so much. Mm-mm-mm. That comes very handy. Okay, guys. Let me tell you one month.
Oh my gosh.
I was going international. Okay. And, you know, I miscalculated how much I'll be spending. Probably about $1,000.
Oh.
Way too much.
Like over $1,000?
Like $1,000 way too much.
Oh. Okay.
My budget was not enough. That was don't go to Europe. Okay.
Okay.
It's just
okay.
You go to countries that our dollar's worth more, okay? Tip.
Mexico.
Pro tip, okay?
Pesos. There you go. 3,000 pesos, okay. Is like 160.
Especially when you don't make $1 million a day. So anyway, I have like maybe $300 in my account, something like that. But all of my bills are coming out. My rent. All
oh
of
my
it.
Gosh.
Tell me why I went negative $500 in my account.
$500. It didn't
negative.
Nothing kicked back.
I didn't
no bounce.
Nothing
checks
kicked
or nothing.
Back at all. It was only God that did that because I've never been negative in my account that much. You know. And,
okay. Well, you know, I had my account in the negative too.
And I knew I was getting paid, so it wasn't a big deal that I was negative. You know, mm-hmm. It's not a fee that collects every day. I do get a fee every time I overdraft, but I will take a $75 fee for you to pay my bills for the month. Chase paid my bills for the month, okay, with a $75 fee, okay? I was not even worried about that, you know? But
Chase did do that for me, too.
You know,
I had my insurance
you know
came
what I'm
out.
Saying?
And it made me account with a negative, like, $200-something.
I love overdraft protection. People think it's such a bad thing. Like, oh, my
honestly,
God, overdraft.
But now you say it.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
It's not
you
that
gotta,
bad.
You got to play the system. Don't let it play you. With this, wait, then we just
oh, my
watched
gosh.
That.
Okay, we were just watching Players Club.
We just
and
watched
we
it.
Just, we just, don't Lisa make Ray money. Literally just said, make that money. Don't let it make you. Ebony. Well, she said it in a different order, but you know that scene, okay? Oh my gosh.
But I don't know if that's like such a bad thing that I'm doing. Like, I'm not overdrafting every weekend, like, you know, making it. But sometimes, like, I like to have a good time and I'm going to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
I feel like as long as you're doing it within reason. Now,
within reason.
You explain it,
yeah.
It sounds a little bit better. But before it kind of sounded like you were just like, well, don't pay your bills. Just spend all of your money. And
I'm
like, that's actually
not
the responsible thing to do. But now
is,
that you explain it, because I'm like, okay, well, if she pays her rent and Chase it'll let you overdraft a few $100.
Yeah.
And then she keeps that
negative.
Money and then puts it, I mean.
Sometimes what I would do is like, maybe I'll pull out $150 or something like that, let it overdraft. I still got $150 in cash and I didn't, you know, I'm negative, whatever.
I mean.
But I'm not going out and like taking this money and spending it on drinks and getting drunk. Like I'm using it for like
food,
life expenses.
Gas.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like I have to live, you know.
Dog
my,
food.
My dog needs to live, you know. I got a kid, okay? Sort of.
Oh, no. It's the closest thing you can have to a kid
but
when
anyway,
you're almost 30.
I know. So we got to move on. We got to get into our serious stuff. Okay, we talked about the celebrity. We talked about my crazy life. We got to get into serious stuff. Lauren is going to take it away because she has all the details. Go ahead. What's going on?
North Korea and South Korea. Okay, so
I
know you've all yes, because it's always been this bad thing. And our friend Moran, who's South Korean, hey girl, it's like an unprecedented thing. They finally ended their war. There was the Korean War, which was in like 1950 to 1953, and they never officially ever signed like a peace treaty from then. So technically, they've been like at war with each other.
Oh,
and,
really?
You know, like they. I mean, yeah,
like,
for
like officially or unofficially, like.
Unofficially.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they literally they never signed a peace treaty, and you know how how South Koreans and North Koreans don't like it. It's just, oh, they're bad, whatever, whatever.
That's crazy.
So now, for the first time in, like, 60-something years, they've signed a peace treaty. Kim Jong-un came over to South Korea and stepped foot on there and met the president. They hugged and
that's beautiful.
He decided, yes. or he stated, I guess, that he was dismantle his nuclear missile program and they would do it in public eye and public view as long as the U.S. promised not to invade.
Yeah.
So, okay. I mean, that's an amazing thing, I think. So, I mean,
people,
good for them.
People coming together.
Exactly, exactly. And, I mean, it's good. I mean, this may be credit to Trump. I don't know, but if it is...
people talk about black-on-black crimes. Isn't that crazy?
Look now, let's Sorry. Not... Let's, too much? We can't...
I took it too far?
Way too far. Sorry. We can't compare those at all.
okay.
Let's... We're serious. So... Now, moving on to something... Okay, this is crazy. So y'all remember the show Smallville, right?
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and there was, the brunette that was, like... She wasn't Lois Lane, but she thought she was at first. Mm-hmm. And then her friend, and she was the blonde girl. Her Allison Mack. That's the actress's name.
Okay.
So, okay. She went to Mexico, and she was a part of this sorority that she also got other actresses and other people to try and join. And as a part of that sorority, she, had made a little, cult off of it and recruited women to be sex slaves for this guy.
Sounds like a movie or something.
I mean, seriously, his name is, she recruited women to be a sex slave for this guy named Keith Rainier, and they had this cult. They branded these women with a combination of their initials, and they took photos of them, videos of them, got them to confess bad things so that they would, to keep them there and keep them, keep the secrets, because they would like, well, we're going to embarrass you and release this kind of stuff. And she got
literally, what in the world is going on?
I don't know. Okay, I don't know. The FBI arrested her. They got her out of, from Mexico. It was a big investigation. They arrested her, and now she's on a $5 million bond. She has a GPS tracker on, and I mean, I don't know. I mean,
oh my goodness,
it's crazy.
Yeah.
It sounds crazy. Yeah, it's. I mean,
what was her name? Is she on a sex offenders list? She needs to be on something.
She's. I don't know what she's on, but she needs to be on something because, I mean, cult. I don't know. I mean, it's whatever.
I mean, I just what does she get out of this?
Being
sex
empowered.
Out of this?
I guess being empowered. I mean, they would call on them any day and night and call them drills and stuff. I mean, it's weird.
What the heck is... they have got to be giving you money.
Yeah.
They have to be.
I don't know, but it's crazy to say the least. Right. But moving on to something kind of sad, actually. This family is suing American Airlines for... this woman, Brittany Oswell, she was on the way back from her honeymoon in Hawaii, and she had a pulmonary embolism on the plane. And she passed out, vomited, passed out in the bathroom, then defecated on herself, and her pulse stopped. So there was a doctor on board. The doctor called for the plane to land so that they could, because it's a medical emergency, so they could treat her.
Right.
And the plane didn't land. They tried I guess the plane had blood pressure cuffs and a defibrillator on board. Right. And it didn't work.
What?
So.
Oh my goodness.
She died. She's 25 years old.
Oh, 20.
Yeah. On the way back from her honeymoon. With her husband in Hawaii, Hawaii to South Carolina.
I work in the airline industry, and
she died here in Dallas, by the way. They ended up stopping in Dallas.
Of course, in Dallas.
Great. Dallas is always in the news.
The Southwest lady who got sucked out the window,
the plane,
coming to Dallas.
I don't know what's going on.
What a great place to live, everybody. Make sure you get your
Google Texas before you move here. It's violent here, okay?
Nothing has happened to us though. We're still good.
I'm here. I'm alive. I carry a bat in my car. I'm living life. See me. But I'm just going to... So we're just going to cut it there. That is it for the serious stuff. Okay. Let's move on to something more lighthearted.
Lighthearted, definitely.
Let's just lighten the mood. It's heavy. It's heavy.
Well,
right
you know
now.
What? I got a lot to say, okay? We're going to get into shit,
okay? Oh, okay.
This is our
segment. Sounds exciting.
We get to say whatever we want to say about people. We don't really care if it's true or not.
All right,
okay?
But let's talk. So, what are we talking about?
Did you hear Kanye West is begging for attention on Twitter?
Oh my gosh.
Kanye is supporting Trump. Kanye has albums coming out. Kanye. We got to talk shit about Kanye, okay?
Oh my gosh.
What in the...
I don't know what he's doing, and I'm trying not to pay attention to it, because he looks like an idiot.
Why can't he just go and be a dad? You know what I mean? He has all these beautiful kids. They're all over Instagram. He has a beautiful wife. Why can't he just go be a dad?
That makes too much sense, and he's addicted to opioids, by the way. He said that.
I mean, why does he have to be... so he's addicted crazy. To
pills. He can't be a good father. I mean, he's a good father, but he can't be the best father that he is if he's addicted to pills.
That's hopefully what I think. He's. Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him right now. I love Trump. The money, the MAGA hat,
he just all out. I just feel like he's doing it for attention. He's doing it because he has all this music coming out. But really, is this the right way to do it? Like, do you have to say you support Trump? He's literally
using the doctor who did his mom's plastic surgery, like the doctor's picture, as his album cover to show that there's no ill feelings for the fact that she died from complications from the surgery, and that you should to inspire people to go back to someone in the past and say that you love them. And I'm like, what's going on?
Thank you, but I don't need advice from you, Kanye, okay? I don't really like all the things that you have been doing. I mean,
I don't like any of what you've been doing for years now. Kim, all of it. I mean, your kids are beautiful.
We were listening to some old Kanye music.
When he first came out. His mom died. He was
through the freaking wire where he was literally, singing. You know what
literally,
I mean?
Literally. I felt like he was coming from a place where he was here for us, but I feel like he's been so rich and so removed in the Kardashian household that he doesn't remember what it's like to be a normal person or what it's like to be, I got my Donda social and blah, blah, blah. Boy, you realize that like Ben Carson, he's literally about to try to double or triple the house rate, the minimum housing rent for low income, for poor income houses. Like he's tripling that. You're supporting someone that is making it harder for the people that you were supposedly trying to help.
First of all, I mean, when you are public about that, you need to be really for that, because that is career suicide. When you support somebody like Donald Trump, somebody who stole a presidency, somebody who,
look at Chance. Made a tweet in support of Kanye, and Donald Trump thanked him. And he was like, wait, hold on, guys. I don't support Trump. Don't be tweeting about me, Trump. I mean, it's Kanye needs to.
So he's doing all this attention. Obviously, he has albums coming out. I mean, he produced Nas's album that is coming out also.
That's not good. I feel like people aren't going to listen to some of these albums just because he's saying all this stuff.
Like, how can he say he's not sane? And, you know, people are talking about mental illness and all this other stuff, but he's still, working sanely with people, working with music, you know.
I mean, yeah.
Something drove him crazy. Maybe the Illuminati or something. Because, I don't know what it is.
There's something in the Kardashian water. Maybe Kim Kardashian's vagina is full of poison. I don't know.
I really do believe in Illuminati. I think he's a part of it.
You know, they say that he sacrificed somebody. Who did he sacrifice?
I can't say.
Oh, wait.
His mom.
I was like, wait. I didn't mean to imply that.
And his. Oh, okay. Well, that's what I read on Twitter. That
you really think he would do that? I feel like maybe that's why he felt so bad about it. You know what? We're not saying that. I'm not going to say that because I don't believe that. I don't even believe Illuminati.
It's just shit talk.
If you really believe that all the rappers and the black people and the presidents are all in this room together making decisions for the music business and for the economy, then I don't know what to say to you.
I don't agree with him. I mean, Jay-Z, I really don't like his music. I really don't like his music anyway. Watch his music come out. It's going to be hot. But
I mean, it'll probably be good. Kanye makes good music. He has good writers for his music.
Just because your music is hot doesn't mean I need to like you. That goes for Chris Brown, too. I like your music, but I don't know if I really like you. But your music is fire. Anyway, but hey.
He does have amazing
music. I'm not going to support. I don't want to play anymore. Just like, what is his name? Is it Tom Joyner? Who's not doing
R. Kelly? Oh, yeah, Tom, yes. He had a meeting with the founder of the Mewtwo movement. Yeah. And he decided he's not going to play R. Kelly's music anymore on his radio stations at all.
Well, I'm not doing R. Kelly and I'm not doing Kanye. Okay?
I can't if I find out that there are some good, if I hear a song on the radio and it sounds really good, I might play it.
It's not
but
fair.
I'm not going to go out of my way to That's hear not fair. Anything.
Music is off limits, okay? You can do anything else. You can have something, I don't know. Anyway, that's enough talking. Enough talking. That's enough attention to Kanye, okay?
Exactly.
We have a segment called Inspire Me, okay? And it's we like to inspire our listeners because this is the closing of our show. You know, we're getting to the end. It's only a 30-minute podcast, okay? So I have a quote that I want to give to everybody. Usually my quotes deal with somebody's life and people are going through things. Anyway, so it's respect yourself enough to let go of someone who doesn't see your worth. And a lot of people this week have been coming to me a heartbreak.
Lord.
You know, and it's not just worth in a relationship, but it's like worth in your workplace.
In life.
You know, just... You are worth it. You are enough. You know. Go ahead, Lauren. Oh,
yeah,
sorry.
Just don't.
I'm getting into it. Go ahead. What's your quote?
My quote. Okay. Yeah. It is going to be, don't focus so hard on what you want that you lose focus on what you deserve. Okay.
Okay.
Like, I mean, there you may want to be with someone, or you may want, you know, this job or whatever. You may want something so bad, but you realize that you deserve better than what you want in the first place. And
I agree.
that I've been going through, y'all. Mm-hmm. But hey, we're here, and I'm going to get what I deserve, okay? That's
right. All right. Now, it's time for So Long. You remember that? Blue's Clues? Okay.
We'll just sing just one more song.
No, but remember, every Sunday-ish, we do post 30-minute episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and blogtalkradio.com /truthanddaring, okay? And you can hit me up on IG, that's Instagram for the old heads, at the Dawn Darion, D-A-R-I-O-N. And Lauren, where could they find you if they want to talk that talk to you?
You can find me on Instagram as well at Lauren_G.
All right, perfect. Rate and review all of our shows. We will see y'all next week, same time, same place.
Share, maybe. Subscribe.
Definitely. We will see y'all next week. All right, y'all. Adios.
Bye.